Hello, my name is Roger Watson. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing, and welcome to the JAN podcast. These occasional podcasts will be a miscellany of my reflections on working as an Editor-in-Chief, some hot topics in academic publishing, and occasional contributions from guest editors. This is the JAN podcast of 5th of June 2017. Hi, and I'm Roger Watson, the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing. I'm going to introduce a series of talks which are going to be called collectively Myths About Academic Publishing. Over the years as an editor and also as an author, listening to other people speaking and being asked questions when I've been doing writing for publication workshops, I've come across some strange ideas. Most of these are things that I'm asked about, which I just think are completely untrue. And I often wonder where they come from. I think, frankly, they come from other people like me, other editors who have strange ideas and perpetrate these. And of course, people who want to get published listen carefully because there's a power imbalance there. If the editor suggests that you should do something, then you should probably do it. However, I'm going to go through a list of things over these several talks and explain to you why some of these things are just nonsense. Today's myth is the one that you can only submit a manuscript for publication a certain number of times. And in fact, this is something that's come to my attention only recently through a PhD student who said it. I've been asked it at workshops and I've heard people saying it, I've heard other academics saying it. And the myth is quite specific. You can only submit a manuscript for publication twice. If it doesn't get published then, it's finished. And again, this is one of these myths which has got no foundation in truth. In fact, it's absolute nonsense. You can submit a manuscript for publication as many times as you like. Clearly, if it's rejected by one journal, it has to go to another journal. And if it's going to another journal, the one thing you mustn't do is just send it off immediately to that journal. You've got to check the guidelines, and yes, you may have to reformat it and even in certain places rewrite the article, but that's all that you need to do. There is no limit whatsoever, and I have no idea how this myth has arisen. And in fact, one journal will not know if the paper's already been submitted somewhere else. You may by chance get the same reviewers, you may not. That's just a chance you have to take, and sometimes different reviewers are giving the same view on your paper and rejecting it constantly. Sometimes you'll get the same reviewer in a different journal who will say this is more suitable for this journal. You just can't tell. The thing is, once you've written a manuscript and it's ready for publication, keep submitting it until it gets published.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublicationslimited.com.